Okay, time for a quick biology lesson. You may know that plants take in more carbon dioxide during the growing season and give off more in the fall and winter. What you may not know is the peaks and valleys in the carbon cycle are getting higher and lower, and scientists recently determined that farming is playing into that. Grant Gerlach of Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media has our story.
If you want to see the carbon cycle at work, come with me to the middle of an empty cornfield. I'm walking over chopped-up stalks and corn husks with Andy Sucker, a micrometeorologist from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. This field looks about like any other this time of year, brown and bare, until we come to a weather tower covered with scientific instruments, buzzing sensors, spinning anemometers.
We have a carbon dioxide and water vapor sensor, and it's continuously measuring CO2 concentration, water vapor concentration.
This research station in eastern Nebraska measures the movement of carbon dioxide 10 times a second, 24/7, for the last 15 years. You might look at a windblown cornfield in the dead of winter and think nothing is happening, but Sucker knows otherwise.
The ecosystem during the non-growing season period is, in a sense, it's exhaling carbon dioxide.
Over the winter, corn stalks and roots break down, sending CO2 into the air. Then in the summer, when a new crop is growing here,
then there's a net uptake of carbon dioxide. So there's this constant breathing in, taking up carbon dioxide, and breathing out, releasing carbon dioxide.
That's the carbon cycle, the constant shifting of CO2 between plants and the air. And about 20 years ago, scientists realized the peaks and valleys of the carbon cycle are reaching higher and lower levels. Joshua Gray studies the carbon cycle at Boston University.
The depth of that breath has gotten bigger. So the CO2 concentrations go down a little bit more in the summer than they used to, and they go up a little bit more in the winter than they used to.
50% more in the northern hemisphere. Most of the increase is due to a longer growing season brought on by a warming climate. But in a recent article in the journal Nature, Gray and his colleagues uncovered another human impact on the carbon cycle, farming. Gray says scientists overlooked farming before. It only covers 6% of the land in the area he studied. But he found it accounts for 25% of the increase in carbon cycle activity.
You know, it's surprising and not surprising all at the same time. It's a bit of a head slapper. It's surprising to get the result, and then you say, oh, well, of course. Well, we have three times as much corn as we did 50 years ago. Of course, this is going on.
Farming has made huge strides in China and the U.S. Corn Belt. Better equipment, better crop hybrids and weed control, more irrigation and fertilizer. But the fact that farming is increasing carbon cycle activity does not mean it's accelerating climate change. And when it comes to mitigating climate change, Gray says growing corn does less to sequester carbon than growing a forest or grassland.
We're not gaining more long-term carbon in the soil or anything like that by growing more corn like we might with growing more oak trees.
But what if carbon-hungry corn plants did store large amounts of CO2 underground, like trees? The Department of Agriculture and conservation groups have been trying to develop methods of carbon farming, ways to use agriculture to remove carbon pollution from the air. It's challenging. Scientists disagree on how to measure the impact of different farming techniques. Plus, Gray says crops weren't designed for storing carbon.
Crop breeding has tried to say, if you take a kilogram of carbon out of the air, I want as much of that kilogram to go into the thing that I want to eat as possible. Now, this is at odds with sequestering carbon in the soil, where you would want to put as much carbon as possible in the roots.
Still, there's great potential. Back at the weather station, Andy Sucker explains that corn, the country's number one crop, is a world-class carbon consumer.
And in fact, for a corn crop, when it's taking up peak amount of carbon dioxide, it will take up as much CO2 as an Amazon forest.
As research continues, scientists want to find a way to take more of that carbon out of the atmosphere and put it under the Corn Belt. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Gerlach.